This article appeared in the summer 2014 issue of UU World magazine. Project Boosts Latino Leaders by Elaine McArdle. Over 74% of the population of Lawrence, Massachusetts is Latino or Hispanic. Yet among the many nonprofit organizations that serve Lawrence, only a fraction of the leadership is non-white. It's a situation that benefits no one, and a disparity that an exciting new project has set out to change. In a little over a year, the Cultural Inclusion Pilot Project has identified and trained nearly 24 Latinos and Hispanics to serve on boards of local nonprofits and has paired them with organizations looking for more diversity on their boards. The project also trains the nonprofits on cultural competence and inclusivity to enhance their efforts to retain board members from minority or historically disadvantaged groups. The Cultural Inclusion Project is the latest effort of Jericho Road Lawrence, an organization created by members of North Parish UU Church in North Andover, Massachusetts, dedicated to eradicating problems caused by the high rate of poverty in Greater Lawrence. Jericho Road Lawrence focuses on strengthening the operational and leadership capacity of nonprofits. It is modeled after the Jericho Road Project established by First Parish in Concord, Mass. We were working with all these nonprofits, and I was meeting all of these highly qualified professional Latinos, said Joan Kulash, a member of North Parish and executive director of Jericho Road Lawrence. I was just in awe that they weren't part of the leadership of the nonprofits serving the community. Meanwhile, many Lawrence nonprofits whose clientele is largely Hispanic and Latino were searching for more diverse board members to give a broader base, more inclusive voice to their governance. But they often had trouble identifying or retaining them and were unclear on why. The people of color who joined boards, meanwhile, often felt unwelcome or unsupported and some dropped off. I started talking to the Latinos I know that had been on boards, and they said it just didn't work for us. When we got on the boards, we didn't know what we were supposed to be doing. They didn't feel they belonged, said Kulash. Jericho Road Lawrence partnered with the YWCA of Greater Lawrence to launch the pilot project 2 years ago. In evening classes over the course of several weeks, lawyers, CPAs, and other experts train the recruits on the basics of board membership, including fundraising and finances. A lawyer from one of Boston's premier law firms provides a 3-hour session on corporate governance. Both the recruits and the nonprofits participate in group discussions and exercises to promote cultural competence and inclusivity. Last year, the project trained 10 Latino and Hispanic recruits, all young professionals with college degrees, as well as 6 organizations, including the YWCA and Jericho Road itself. It then paired the recruits with nonprofits. Word quickly spread, and interested people contacted Kulash this year. There are 14 recruits and 6 nonprofits in the training program. The people who we want to be in our project are people who care about Lawrence deeply and want to make a difference in their community and have some kind of skill or the desire to be involved, said Kulash. So far, they've included bank managers, social workers, pharmacists, administrators from local educational institutions, and others. The initiative is having a positive influence on all stakeholders as well as on the city's image. Kulash believes, when you read about Lawrence in particular, the news is always bad, she said. You're going to see pictures of immigrants who've committed crimes, who are on drugs. This is what the newspapers print. And so the immigrant's face becomes a face to be afraid of. And yet, the city is replete with so many incredible individuals who are so determined to make better lives for themselves and for their communities, Kulash continued. The project is foistering wonderful new connections and generating a real sense of excitement and possibility for the future of individuals and organizations in the city involving UUs and non-UUs alike. This is a service provided by the Unitarian Universalist Association, UU World, and Equal Access. This article was read by Don Heimel of DPH Vocalese, a member of First UU Church of San Antonio, Texas.